Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Good afternoon. It is the Valenti and Rico Show. I'm Stoney in for Mr. Valenti. We got Kenny Cott, the Hatchet Man, David Hull. Rico, I know you're a lot more professional than I am, but I got to tell you something, because I'm more of a fan of this team than you are. I am pissed. And I'm not pissed that they lost in six games per se. I'm pissed that they lost in six games the way it went down. And in particular, what happened last night was, I hate to use the C word, they choked. They choked out of the get-go when they showed no energy early. They had a nice, amazing comeback to like make it reasonable at the end of the half. And then they came out in the third quarter. I don't know what J.P. Bickerstaff said to them at halftime. That didn't work because the Knicks built up a big lead. But they went on that 20-2 run and were up 7 points with 2 minutes and 35 seconds left to play. In game six, it appeared that they were going to force a game seven in Madison Square Garden. They choked. Not only did many of the players choke, the coaches choked too. And that doesn't take anything away from the amazing job that Jalen Brunson did down the stretch like he always does. And he didn't have to get hurt in the fourth quarter to come back to do it either.
No. Stoney, here's the thing. It's upsetting, but I guess I'm not as upset because I didn't expect them to win this series.
Well, neither did I. You know that.
But this is... There's only a handful of times in sports where, and it sounds bad, I'm okay with the moral victory. When you win 14 games the previous year and you make this dramatic of an improvement, what I'm hoping that they did was learn from this. This will be the only time this will be acceptable. This will be the only time that I'm not going to be like you and blow a gasket, okay? Because you had, of all the games that you played, you had all six of them at one point.
Yes.
You could have won this thing in four. You could have swept them. You played well enough. But throughout each game, game one, they go on a 21-0 run. You have to learn how to play a full 48. You have to learn how to play together and not turn the ball over. I thought it was fitting that their final play this season was a turnover.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, you know what? That right there was a microcosm of this entire series where the game was on the line. Game was on the line. Game four, Cade misses the shot. You know who didn't miss the shot last night? Brunson.
Yeah.
Nails the three.
It was a great play.
So I'm not as upset as you because I look at whether this is the only year that I'll be this way. Mm-hmm. From here on out, Trajan Langdon has to make improvements. That team that we saw last night can't be the same team that you run it back with.
No.
You've got to make some changes.
No, it's so obvious they need what they need. They need a stretch four, if you want to call him, a big guy who can actually shoot from further away than Jalen Duren can. And that's no, you know, Jalen Duren played very well in the series for the most part. But he's limited. If you're going to take that next step, you need that other player. And who that's going to be, who the hell knows. But they have to address it. But when you look back, the reason I'm really upset with Bickerstaff, and first let me say, he deserves Coach of the Year. He's done a fabulous, fabulous job in turning this thing around. He really has. He's been a great coach. But in these playoffs, and, you know, Evan and I do the Restore the Floor podcast, and during the season, we talked about even that, you know, people have told me that he bitches more than any other coach in the league, and I was worried. We had assistant vice president of basketball ops, Michael Blackstone, on the pod, and we said, you know, we were talking about JB, and I was kidding around. I said, you got to say something to him because I don't want technical foul to, like, cost you a playoff game. Now, it's only 1 point. But he got another stupid technical in the first half of the game yesterday. That point, like, they lost by 3, but the game could have, I don't know. But the strategy.
Well, I mean, but Sonny, if you think about it, that point, you don't have to shoot a 3. Kay could have drove to the basket and got an and one.
You're right. What bothers me the most about the coaching last night was two things. Number one and foremost, you're up by 5, 110-105. And he takes Ausar Thompson out of the game. Ausar Thompson was playing terrific defense on Brunson in the fourth quarter. In fact, in that fourth quarter, when he was the prime defender of Brunson, Brunson went like 1-for-5 or 1-for-6, the one being the game-winning shot. But he pulled him out. And I don't know. Look, we know he's had health things. Maybe he was fatigued. I don't know. From what I've understood, I did some investigating last night at the game. It had nothing to do with any health deal. But it just makes no sense to me that you sub him with 3:52 left in the game. He's a young guy. He didn't play a huge amount of minutes either. You're up 5. You sub him out. And then you actually go up another 2 points when Hardaway made the shot. And then from then, when you're up 7 with 2:35 left, Brunson driving floater with the bat with the and one after the challenge failed, which I have no problem with him challenging that one because it was late enough in the game to take a chance. So now they're up 4. Then Brunson, after another miss alley-oop by Duren, Brunson scores again, makes it 112-110. Then he puts him back in. So he sat for 2.5 minutes. And in those 2.5 minutes, Brunson scored 5 points. Whether he would have or wouldn't have, I don't know. But you can't, that made no sense to me. And then on the final play, I know Brunson's really smart. He knows that they're going to shade him left. So he kind of knew that's what he was going to do was, and go back to his right. And he made a great move. Great move. I don't know. To me, wouldn't you, like, do what the Knicks did to Cade Cunningham in that situation? You don't let Brunson get the ball. You double him, make it so much difficult. And if he's going to pass the ball to a wide-open Deuce McBride, I'll take my chances. If Deuce McBride's going to hit a 3 to win the game, I'll live with that.
I mean, Brunson's shot has shades of Byron Russell.
Oh, Jordan, yes.
Where he just kind of shoved him to the side.
Yeah, not as physical, but yes.
So I was like,
it was great.
All right, he just went sliding like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, open 3, and
double
he just
him.
Nailed it.
Double him. You don't want him to be – you don't want their best player to beat you. That bothered me. Because Ausar Thompson, I mean, he's going to live with this. He's a young player, but he played terrific defense on him most of the game.
But see, I think that they probably took him out of the game, Stoney, to get a little more offense to score more points because
I know that's why they
because did. I don't have if I'm Tibbs, I'm not guarding him. I'm gonna leave him wide open. And if he hits a 3 or if he hits a basket, you live with that. But I think if you're the Pistons, you're like, okay, it backfired on you. We have to continue scoring because, you know, they're not dead yet, and they weren't.
No.
They found a way The 11-1 run, it shocked me. I was like, they really went on an 11-1 run to end the game.
Yeah.
Because it looked as if the crowd was into it. The game was over. And, yeah, we're going to game 7 Saturday night in New York. And, okay, well, Brunson gets the and one. Ah, you'll still find it. Okay, you missed that. And then he hits the three. I mean.
And then when he missed the shot, Bridges came out of nowhere with a great tip in to tie the game.
And if you took it, even if you took it to overtime, you know, Cat was already out of the game.
Which actually, in a weird way, helped them. Because if Cat was on the floor when Cade was driving, he wouldn't have defended him as good as Mitchell Robinson did. Yeah. They actually benefited in a weird way by having Karl Anthony Towns out of the game at that time. It's just upsetting. If they would have got like blown out last night, I wouldn't have been as upset. But when you're up 7 with under 3 minutes to play, you expect to win the game at home.
You lost all the games at home.
And by the way, speaking of home, the last 5, if I'm doing my math correctly, it'll be the last 6, yes. No, the last 5. The last 5 home playoff games in this town were 0-5. The 3 against Pistons, the Lions, and the last Tiger game that they lost to Cleveland. At home, they lost. That set it to game 5 in Cleveland.
So it's your fault, Detroit. 248-539-9797.
The crowd was great. I'm not blaming the crowd, but it's kind of weird.
You blaming the crowd. You blaming Detroit or Stone?
No, I'm just blaming the whole home field advantage. Didn't work. The last
crowd
calendar
did everything.
Year.
Crowd did everything
yes,
in all of those games. You know what? The players came up short, and yeah. it's why I will only. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get upset because you won 14 games. You took a major step forward. You were very competitive in this. And Stoney, maybe it's like with the other Pistons teams, you had to go through the fire.
Hopefully, that's right. Hopefully, you're correct.
You had to go through the fire to realize, you know, this is what playoff basketball is about. Because you could talk about it all you want. Because I remember before the series, like, oh, well, you know, they beat the Knicks three out of four times. Like, it's regular season. It's not the same.
Yes, we did the show. We tried to educate people.
And now I think the Pistons and the fans realize it is a difference. You got a good team. You're a player away from being a great team.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. We'll take your phone calls, your texts. Don't forget Who Said It coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. 97 won the ticket.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We want to know how you are feeling today. Are you okay with everything because of the turnaround? Yes, but I'm pissed. Are you pissed? Or you say, Stoney, come on. It's only a series. We didn't expect them to get this far. You know, they had 14 wins last year. Yeah, that's all good and whatever. You know, I understand that. I appreciate that. They made the playoffs. It was fun going to LCA again. It was a great deal. They had a great season. No doubt about it. Okay? From where they were. But when you are that close to winning a series for the first time in God knows how long, since 2009, right? It just hurts because you were so close. I'm telling you, if they would have gotten swept and blown out in four games, I wouldn't have been as pissed. But every game, as Rico mentioned, they could have, and you could argue, should have won. Now, you could say the same thing with the other team. The Knicks could have won all four. They could have won in four straight as well. They didn't. There are a lot of positives. But right now, my anger is just, it's really bad. It's sad.
I'm with you.
But I'm a 66-year-old man, and I still care.
I'm with you, Stoney, because it's not your fault, Rico, but I've heard it all day. Oh, they had 14 wins last year and got the 44, so it's a great year. You know what? I right now don't want to hear it. That's how I feel right now. My life sucks because last night they're up 11 points, and I get it. It's 8 minutes left in the game. I know it's not going to stay 11 points. It's the NBA. The Knicks were going to go on somewhat of a run. But what pisses me off the most is that we did not get a shot up at the end. Like, if you get a shot up and you miss it, okay, it is what it is. You turn the ball over and don't even get an attempt up? That pisses me off. Taking Thompson off made no sense to me. I cannot listen to the 14-win turnaround. I can't.
David, you're right. The not getting a shot off was so fitting because of the turnovers. I figured you would be in a better mood. You got on your Magnum P.I. shirt over here.
I'm trying to be in a better mood. That's why I'm wearing the floral shirt today.
Floral Fridays started already?
When for me.
Start? Oh, okay.
Because I'm trying to feel better, but I just can't.
The mayor of Floral Friday said not until it's warm at least 80 degrees or more three straight days.
Oh, okay.
So, but now, David, I understand. And you know what? You have every right, because if you're angry, if you are pissed the way you and Stoney are, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you shouldn't be, because in all six games, you could have taken. You took two of them.
Yeah.
But it's the thing that will burn inside of you. You're going to play the what if game. And it's not just, but here's the one thing I'm not taking today. The ref screwed us over.
No, okay? No. Not in this game.
If you please call another show with that.
No.
That's the one. You can be angry, but if we would have got the call at the end of game four, don't care. Play better. Don't turn the ball over. Right. How about you make some threes? How about you don't have all the turns?
Because you did what you're supposed to do the next game. Hey, were you thinking you're going to give up?
Hey,
they came back.
Right. Hey, Kay, make the basket.
Right.
Okay? You want to be the superstar. You know what superstars do? In the end of the game, you saw what a superstar does. He made the basket, David, and you can sit here and talk about Jalen Brunson all you want. But when it was money time, you knew one guy you had confidence in, the other guy you crossed your fingers.
And that's another thing that pisses me off. I love Cade. I do. I think he's going to be a superstar in this league, but he missed another shot. And Stoney, we were talking before the show. Mitchell Robinson was out there. Why was Mitchell Robinson out there? Because Cat fouls out, and everyone thinks, oh, that's a good thing. It may not have been a good thing.
No.
Maybe Cat would have been down there. He could have finished better at the rim.
Yeah, Cat didn't have a good game. He only had 10 points, and he's a better defender player, and you have Robinson in there. Yeah, that ended up being advantage Knicks. And the other thing, we'll get to him a little later, but just, you know, if you're the best player, and by the way, it's obvious who the best player in the series was. And everybody said, well, you know, the Pistons have Cade. They have the
remember that
four.
Conversation before
yes.
the series?
Yeah. Okay, and I might have been part of that too, but I love Brunson. So, you know, I know it was close. But your best player can't be 0 for 8 from 3. And after a while, when it's, I know they say shooters keep shooting, after you miss your first 5 or 6, don't shoot the 3 again.
But here's the problem, and this is why I say, the next move is all on Trajan.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what? Because when you're having the bad game, or you're having a bad quarter,
you can turn the ball. When Brunson wasn't in, or here, Cat, help me out. Boom. Hey, Hart, help me out. Boom. You didn't have that person. Now, Beasley started the game off on fire. He was NBA Jams personified. And then the second half, well, he was still looking at highlights of the first half.
Well, he had 18 in the first half, and he finished with 20.
And that's fair. But guess what we didn't start the game with in the second half?
Energy.
We didn't start with Beasley on the court.
Yeah, that's...
So while he didn't look well the rest of the second half, we don't know that yet to start the second half. And he started hot. You got to keep him in that game when you come out of the locker room. JB, what are you doing, JB? Well,
that one didn't bother me as much as the other stuff.
Because he ended up not having a rest. Good, you're right. But at the time, I'm like, why are you not starting the second half with Beasley?
All right. Do you have any ticket texts there before we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, go to the phones.
Go to the phones.
Oh, people call. Let's get to it.
All right. That's fine. Let's go to is Justin. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I figured I'd call in today because Mike's gone. Because every time Mike's there, he never picks. You know, he never takes the callers too quick because he gets to rambling on and stuff. But I just wanted to kind of add to David's point just a minute ago about the last play of the game. I think it basically culminated the entire series. Like, all the turnovers we had, we couldn't even get a shot up. I mean, Cade inbounded, then got the ball back, and then ended up, like, you know, passing to Beasley or whatever and going out of bounds. And that's why I can't be that pissed today, because, like, every single game, we were barely in it towards the end. And, like, yes, we'd get, you know, 6, 10, you know, 11-point lead, but it was, like, with 4 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go, the Knicks would just flip a different switch and just lock in like pro teams do, like teams with stars do, and just start dropping buckets and finishing off the game.
Yeah, it's part of it, but you know, they were in every game. They could have won every game. They could have. That's why it's so hurtful to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth like getting too upset about. I mean, because we went in as a 6 seed. It's not like we had to, you know, go in the playoff game or whatever, right, playing game. And you will not hear me speak anything about the refs because, like you guys have always mentioned, they called it, you know, the same way every single game.
Well, Justin, here's why you should be a little upset, because the other 3 versus 6 went in favor of the 6 when the Lakers went out there and they were teetering, kind of like the Knicks, to be beaten. Minnesota went out there and handled their business and got it done.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely. I mean, Trajan's definitely going to make some moves in the offseason. But, I mean, when I hear people tell me that, you know, Ausar Thompson's going to be, like, you know, keep him, we can't let him go, or in a trade, or anybody, Ivy or Durin, I mean, yeah, they're great young talents. But, like, these dudes, I mean, Durin can't hit a bucket outside of 5 feet. And sometimes he can't even catch the ball in the paint. And it's just a quick turnover. I mean, these guys will stack turnovers. You know, 5 turnovers in like 2 minutes. Like, it's unbelievable. So I just hope that gets reeled in. And I hope Trajan,
They're not in a situation where you can sit there and say anyone's untouchable. But due to contracts and other things like that, obviously Cade, and if there's one other player who you probably wouldn't trade, it would be probably Thompson. I mean, but you never, it depends what you can get. It's like anything else. The greatest players of all time in a lot of sports have been traded. Okay. So I don't feel sorry for if they're trading, you know, any of their other guys besides Cade. And if somebody wants Cade, you're going to give us enough back. I'd enter the conversation. I ain't hanging up on anybody if I'm trading Langdon. Reggie, you're a 97 on the ticket. Excuse me, this is Nick. I'm sorry, right?
No, this is Reggie.
Reggie, where are you?
Reggie. All right, Reggie. Sorry about that. Reggie's gone.
All right. We'll take more of your phone calls, 248-539-9797.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, his best game of the series, no doubt about it. He had 25 points, 11 for 16 from the field in 44 minutes. He played more than any other player in that game. A guy that people were questioning him big time. But they'll be lucky if that series doesn't go 4 games. Celtics should kill them.
I mean, they should, Stoney, but...
I know, it's sports.
I was about to say. And a lot of people said the Pistons had no chance in this series.
Yeah.
And they had a chance in 6 games.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you didn't represent at home. And that can't be overlooked as well. Crowd was there. Crowd showed up. Thundersticks, Mason, everything just didn't get it done.
Yep. Because Nick was there. What's up, Nick?
What's up, man?
How are you?
How's it going? Good, good. Well, I'm all right. But, man, last night I had a headache coming home. I mean, I've been to the championship when they won their original Bad Boys and the second, and that place last night was one of the loudest I've been at. I've been at a couple Miami Heat championship run games when I lived in Florida, but last night was crazy. The fans brought it, great atmosphere. And then there's a couple things, like I didn't understand why Asor only played 25 minutes when he was the only guy actually going to the basket and attacking aggressively. To me, when Cunningham attacked it last night, it was like, okay, I'm looking maybe to pass or dish. I mean, he missed 2 bunnies in the last 4 minutes of that game.
Yep.
You got to make those.
Superstars make superstar plays. They're supposed to come out in their biggest games. He didn't last night.
No. And, you know, I'm looking at it. New York's got guys that can create off the dribble, shoot, and I think we maybe got one guy that does that. Like, you know, Hardaway was playing awful until he made those 5 shots. Like, he just can't create off the dribble. Next year, I know, basically, to me, it's you're paying him 4 years for $75 million. You got to get an upgrade there.
They're not paying Hardaway. Hardaway's not on a 4-year contract. He's a free agent.
He's expiring deal.
It's expiring. It's expiring, yes.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is we got to definitely get an upgrade there.
Yes, and you need an up. You need a straight. You need a big guy who can shoot from the outside. It's the way the league is. If he wasn't so old, like somebody like Brook Lopez would be really good, but he's 37, I think 37, 38 years old. And
we might as well bring back Abdul Jabbar. Lopez? Wow.
Well, I said if he wasn't that age.
I mean, you know, somebody like everybody. Hey,
somebody
look,
like that.
LeBron getting it done.
Yeah, just found out that he actually tore an MCL, PCL or something. So if they
played.
Won the game, that he wouldn't have played this week.
You know what? He's tough. He would have still played. He's
not, if not, he would have put in Bronny. And I emphasize the word he. Howard, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Yeah, hey, guys. You know, this is a young team. And there's no question that it's a fourth quarter choking team. So, Stoney, I disagree with you when you said that, you know, it didn't bother you that he challenged that foul. I think the Knicks at that point were deflated. I think they were tired. I think they were wallowing a little bit.
That's a great point.
It gave them a chance to, you know, take a breather and come back and, you know, get it together. And at that point, you know, you do that, you rest everybody, and then they gained more energy and they went at it.
That is a great point. I was looking at it more, you know, the fact some of his other challenges were on plays that I didn't think were close, and they were really early in the game, like the game before when he challenged it was a 10-8 score. But I thought last night, at least because it was 2.5 minutes left in the game, 2 minutes left in the game, at least the timing of it was not horrible. But you may, that's a great point. It gave the Knicks some time to rest.
Yeah, the challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is a young team, and they've fourth quarter choked in most of these games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were ahead. You're right. They could have won. They maybe should have won. But I don't know. I just thought it was deflating, and it took the
Howard, I was thinking the same thing.
From the young guys.
Howard, I was thinking the same thing because I was just like, okay, you're not going to win this challenge, so why are you doing it? I would have held on to it just in case needed something controversial in the last 30 seconds.
But like, they need to change that rule. That's a whole different argument for another day.
Exactly. The last 30 seconds, because on the last challenge, you know, I think he should have learned from his mistake. If we would have had that other challenge in that game, we you know, it might have been a tie series.
Which but, play are you talking about?
The one where he challenged it when in the other game.
No, I know the one. Which game did you? Which play that you wish he had a challenge left that he didn't?
The last play of the game when
you can't challenge.
You can't challenge a non-call. That wouldn't have made a difference one way or the other. What they should do is have an NFL system where they get called from up above and say, hey, there was a foul on that. Let's look at it.
Yeah, at the caucus where they're looking at everything.
Right.
Yes.
Look, I've been tough on Bickerstaff. That was irrelevant. He couldn't have challenged it whether he had a challenge or not.
I do wish the NBA would change the challenge rule, though. Yeah. They only get one a game.
Yeah.
And if you win it, you get a second. But I wish they would get one each half.
He did win, one last night, though.
He did.
Okay, what we will have to do is then to put it on a clock because I got to agree with Howard. Like, it helped the Knicks.
Yeah.
Because it was like five, it was an extended
it
TV
took a
timeout.
Long time, yeah.
For them to see this, it was like, okay, so what are we doing here? We're arguing, like, he got fouled. But it was like he just wanted to use it. It's like, you could have held on to this in case you really needed it. I got to agree with the call. I thought I was the only one that saw it. I was like, that was kind of pointless. Like, the Knicks really was sitting over there like, okay, we get a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, but the Knicks also had a challenge that didn't make any sense to me. They were trying to get the foul.
And that's the thing. Like, guys, if you're not going to use these challenges correctly, then don't waste our time. Well, yeah, Josh was a heart. He didn't throw him to the floor. Yes, he did. He grabbed him first. Doesn't matter.
But
he
threw him
to the ground.
It took so long because they had already reviewed the hostile act.
Right.
And said, now we got to go back because the Knicks are challenging if Hart got fouled.
Yeah. I mean, the challenge that worked,
I didn't think actually worked because I'm like, Well, he's kind of touching Bronson as he's falling. That's technically a foul. Now, they got it negated. I was like, okay. I thought he got lucky on that one because it was like, that was actually a foul. But sure.
Yeah,
at this point, everything looks bad in slow-mo.
Yeah, it's true because there's slight – now they have to figure out how much influence it had on the play.
You know what? At this point, 60-second clock. I mean, just go. I mean – you got 60 seconds to figure out, you know what? Are we overturning this or not? NFL, baseball, you name it. 60 seconds. Because if you can't decide by then, play on.
Let's go to John. You're 97 on the ticket.
Oh, hey, hi. Guys. I just wanted to make a comment about the turnover situation. I mean, we've been talking about it a lot. But you remember the very first offensive play of the game for the Pistons?
I got it right in front of me. Yes, they do, actually.
It was a turnover.
Yeah.
And how did the game end?
On a turnover. Yeah.
And that's who we are. We're young. We're sloppy. But I do think we will get better. But we got to hang on to that ball. We just gave it away so many times.
They don't cherish possessions. You have
they do
to.
Not.
And that's the biggest.
And
they actually talked about it after the game. Kate talked about the one thing they think they learned, how every possession in the playoffs matters. It really does.
Absolutely.
And, you know, hopefully.
We played like that the whole series.
Yes.
And I think that's why it was close. If we hadn't have turned the ball over, we could have won in four or five games.
Well, what's interesting is last night the Knicks actually had one more turnover than the Pistons did. But what's depressing is the total rebounds. The Knicks out-rebounded the Pistons by 7. That shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen at all. Let's say hello to Josh here at 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good afternoon, gents. How are we doing?
Good.
Hey. So I just wanted to chime in on the Pistons conversation here and hopefully make a little cross-sport Detroit frustration reference that makes sense to other folks as well.
Okay.
You know, this whole season, Cade's been on this superstar, just kind of teeter-totter whether or not people think he's broken out. And, you know, I've kind of rolled my eyes at it. I don't like the turnovers, and I think especially in the playoffs, he seemed a little gun-shy and hesitant. And I was just more frustrated. And it's some of the same frustration I share with some other Detroit sports stars, like Larkin, for instance. We always look at Larkin and, you know, in big moments we expect more from him or more of that killer instinct. And unfortunately, the taste I have in my mouth after this series is that, that Cade, you know, as good as he may have been during the regular season, if you want to be that star, you want to be the superstar of the team, you can't be bouncing one off the heel of the basket game four. You know, you can't be turning the ball over. You got to make damn sure that your team's in the right spot to win. So
you're correct. It's an interesting analogy, but I think that Cade, you know, hopefully he'll learn from, you know, a lot of times this happens. Guys in their first playoffs, they don't do as well and they come back later and succeed in the playoffs. Hopefully that'll be happening with Cade.
Yeah.
Larkin was in the playoffs so early in his career, one season. It's like, it's tough to judge. I don't think he knows what a playoff is.
It may be a little bit of a stretch, you know, for an analogy here. But when I'm a big hockey fan, big basketball fan. And it's just that feeling of frustration I have in my gut is very similar, I'd say, at this point. And, you know, I'm glad they played a hard series. I hope they learned something from it. But overall, I think Detroit expected a little bit more, you know, from the guys this series. And hopefully next year they live up to it a little bit more. But you guys have a great day, great Friday, and hope you all have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. You know, I love when they do cross sports things. I wish you could, in a weird way, you know what? We will trade you Cade Cunningham to the Raptors and the Maple Leafs give us Austin Matthews.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could do that?
Yeah, especially if it's owned by the same person.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Illich family could actually, we had two sports. We can.
Would you trade Jahmyr Gibbs and a draft choice to the Blue Jays for Vlad Jr.? That would be unbelievable. All right, 97-1 the ticket. 248-539-9797. Who said it? Coming up at 4 o'clock. We had a lot of Pistons talk early. We'll get back to that. And if you missed it, go to the Odyssey app and hit the rewind function. listen to all the good stuff, some podcasts. Rico did a recent, you know, 5-star zone today. Evan and I did to restore the floor last night after the Pistons game. So check all that good stuff out. Speaking of good stuff, it's time for a little football action. David, if you please.
So I want to go through a list here. We just went through the draft, and there's a list that was put together for the NFL's most exciting young cores going into 2025. So they have, you know, you have to have a QB1, a really good QB1, RB1. They even have some defensive players in some of these cores. So let's start here at number 8, the New York Giants. Says the youngins in the core would be, of course, Jackson Dart, Malik Nabers, and Abdul Carter, along with Scadaboo and a potential, you know, that's what they have. And Brian Burns is there, too, in their core.
So they don't have Thibodeau in their core.
They do not.
Ooh.
Question marks on if they, you know, what they do with him. But number 8 for young core?
Yeah.
Exciting?
On one side of the ball, I could see. But, I mean, I'm not – who knows how good Jackson Dart's even going to be? And Nabers is really good. I'll give him that. And I like Scadaboo too, but I don't buy that.
That's what I feel. You have no quarterback. If a quarterback is not a part of your core, you shouldn't be on this list. Because you can have great players, David. If you can't move the ball and you can't score, you don't win. That's it. And yeah, I listened to that. Those are great, good players, but who's leading them? Russell Wilson? Mr. Gabagoo?
Oh, Winston?
Right.
Well, next on the list, and then you're not going to agree with this one either, would be the New York Jets. Their core that is listed on this list says Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Olufashinu, Ahmad Mimbo, who they just drafted, and Sauce Gardner. No quarterback.
You can't,
it's a core list of players, but your quarterback has to be a part of the core. Sony, am I wrong?
No,
here?
You're not wrong. And hopefully for them, Justin Fields will be that guy. But
and it says they didn't put him in there because he's past the rookie contract.
Okay.
So that's why they didn't, because he's only 26.
Oh, so these are people. Oh,
That's what they're saying for that reason.
So the criteria is people under the rookie.
No, they're just saying that's why they didn't put him.
Because they mentioned they mentioned Brian Burns,
right?
Okay,
I strongly disagree.
Yes.
If you can't move the ball, you can't score. I don't care. Because, okay, you're wide receiver 1. But if the quarterback doesn't throw you the ball,
right. You
might as well be wide receiver 99.
Yeah.
Next on the list, the New England Patriots. They have a quarterback on this list, Drake May,
okay.
Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, and Christian Gonzalez, cornerback.
Christian Gonzalez is terrific.
22 years old, second team All-Pro.
He's terrific. Drake May showed signs towards the end of being really good. I can see them being on that list.
Okay. I mean,
the young core.
Young core, I'll be interested to see who didn't make the list, but okay. You know, I'm always leery of putting guys who've never played a snap in the league on these types of lists because we don't know. Travion Henderson looks like a great pickup.
Yeah, there's two guys, Will Campbell and Travion Henderson. Yeah.
Right, but, you know, it's not like we haven't seen first-round busts and second-round busts before.
Number 5 on the list, the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, Colston Loveland. And then they also put Luther Burden III on here.
No Ben Johnson?
No Ben Johnson. They do not have any young defensive players in their core listed.
Is he on there?
No, he should be on the Jets.
Okay.
That's where he signed.
That one I agree with. Chicago Bears upgraded their offense.
Yes.
I mean... You saw that was Ben Johnson's hand. He working hand in hand with the GM. Yeah, I mean, taking Colston Loveland, I was okay. When I heard the rationale, I was like, I understand why they did it now because wouldn't have.
They thought he was better for their system than Tyler
Right, because
Warren.
They already said we got a tight end like him, so we don't need two of those. We need something different. Yes, I like that, David. I was down on Caleb Williams, Stoney. Until I actually went back and looked at the stats, and he didn't play bad. He just played on a bad team.
Yeah.
I mean, your coach was brain dead. We all remember. He just,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he made some bad. He made some bad decisions, but they were rookie decisions.
Yeah. So no, that list I agree with for the young core.
Next on the list, number four, will be the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, not this year. Edge Will Anderson.
I thought he was going to be back by.
And Derek Stingley Jr. I'm just going to skip by that. Do you think they should be on this list at number four?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm being a hypocrite. Yes, the quarterback's on there. Well, you know, they gave away their offensive line, but it looked like they tried to bring some back. Mm-hmm. That was my only concern was, guys, what are we doing? You got the franchise QB.
Did you even mention Will Anderson, or is he old?
Will Anderson is on here. Okay. Yes.
So, no, I like that. They just got to protect C.J. Stroud. Tank Dell will be back by.
Maybe not.
Next Thanksgiving. His leg fell off,
Thanksgiving
David.
Of 2026. I'm sorry. I was way off there. I apologize. Number three on the list. The Jacksonville Jaguars. You have Trevor Lawrence, you have Brian Thomas, you have Trayvon Walker, and you have a guy on each side of the ball, Travis Hunter.
Well, everything depends on Travis Lawrence. That's the problem.
Trevor Lawrence,
yeah. Not
Travis Lawrence. It maybe depend on Travis Hunter, too, though.
Yes.
He's playing both sides.
Yeah.
This is Trevor Lawrence.
I get it. I just... I don't know. You're rolling the dice there.
This is it for me. Trevor Lawrence, I'm sorry. I was told you were going to be this generational quarterback. You've been okay. That's it. You're just okay. Long flowing hair, just okay. You don't win. You don't do much. You're not exciting. You're not even must-watch TV. When he's on Jacksonville, that's nap time right there. They're a boring team. That's why I'm glad that they're playing all those games overseas at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's where you fit. If he doesn't get it done this year, David, it just may be time that we all come to the conclusion Trevor Lawrence is just not that good.
Yeah, I think we're going to find that out this year.
This will be his third coach, right?
Yes.
He started with Urban, right?
Yes.
Then Doug Peterson.
Well, actually, does Urban really count?
Well, and so he had an assist, so he had an interim, was it? Bevel, right?
Yeah, I believe so. So, number two on the list will be the Atlanta Falcons. They have Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., and yes, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, they should be on that list.
Who was that? Who was the last one, David?
Michael Penix Jr. I'm just going to skip to number one on the list.
No, but Atlanta... I don't know what their problem. They have all the talent in the world. They just don't win games.
Well, their problem is going to be making sure their plays don't get put out on the internet.
Well, man, you know what? I'll ask you about that at later. You two being fathers.
Okay.
Because for me, I'd be minus a kid.
let me give you number one on the list before you can compare them to the Atlanta Falcons. Number one would be Bo Nix. Marvin Mims Jr. I'm sorry. Number one is Denver Broncos. Yeah. But the Bo Nix, Marvin Mims Jr., RJ Harvey, Patrick Surtain, and Jahdae Barron.
Yeah. Good young quarterback. Yeah.
That's over Atlanta. So
well, you know what? I can't. But here's the thing. We were all wondering, like, man, was it Sean Payton? Was he overrated? He was. He took Bo Nix. We all laugh. Like, you took Bo Nix. He's this old guy. Wow, they're winning.
Yeah.
And they were fun. And now he's adding more pieces. I think he's going to have a resurgence in his career. Nix may end up being one of the better quarterbacks in that draft. Like he was like an afterthought guy.
And he knew Russell Wilson was not for him.
Yeah. And he just said, trust me on this. And it worked. Talent-wise, David, I think Atlanta has more talent. Quarterback-wise, Denver has the better quarterback.
Bo Nix has proven himself first year, yeah.
But talent-wise, Atlanta is just young talent.
And Atlanta's playing in a weaker division, too.
Yeah,
very, very true. That is your football today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable! Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.